came home looking for a fight, and you got it.
Their combat was mutual.
She's flailing all over the place. She's trying to slap me, pinch me, bite me.
He was putting his hands on me.
Well, of course he put his hands on you, dear. You put your hands on each other.
But what lit the fuse?
When she tends to drink, it starts drama.
Do you drink?
Yes.
Do you always remember what happens the next day?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Betty Harris is suing her ex-boyfriend, Joshua Flouten, for breaking their apartment lease and for medical bills due to an assault.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 447 on the calendar in the matter of Harris versus Flouten. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat, please.
Ms. Harris, you and the defendant were in a relationship, according to the complaint that I read, and at some point you rented an apartment together or a house?
A house.
How long did you know each other before you rented this house?
For a year and a half, about a year. We met in February 2012. And then we were together ever since until June 2013.
Well, you met in February of 2012, and when did you rent this house?
We got the house in May 2013.
When you moved into the house, was it just the two of you?
No, it was his daughter as well.
You have a daughter who's how old?
Yes, ma'am. She's about to be 7 years old.
And you have custody of her?
Yes, ma'am.
How long have you had custody of her?
Since July 2012.
Okay. At some point, and this was a year lease, at some point, Mr. Flouten moved out.
Yes, ma'am.
And according to you, he moved out after an altercation that you had.
Yes, ma'am.
And the altercation was sometime during the summer?
Yes, ma'am.
What month?
June 2013.
So shortly after you moved in?
Yes, ma'am.
And after he moved out, after this altercation, he continued to pay rent in the apartment until October, even though he and his daughter were no longer living there.
Correct.
Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
And what you want, Ms. Harris, is you want him to pay his half of the rent for the entire year.
Yes, ma'am.
Even though he wasn't living there, I assume you were paying rent someplace else?
I went and stayed with my parents for the time being because I told them that I was giving her 3 months to find a roommate and I was going to pay that half of the rent until she could find a roommate. And once she did, then I was going to move out and get my own place.
Did you get your own place?
Actually, about to do that right now.
What does that mean?
When we get back to Texas, I'm planning on getting a place.
Okay, so now that you saved up some money,
mm-hmm.
and now you're moving out with your
yes,
daughter.
Ma'am.
All right, Ms. Harris, I want you to tell me about the incident that separated the two of you in June.
So my dog was very sick. I have a golden retriever who had emergency surgery, and I was at home taking care of her on IV fluids and everything. And I was home alone whenever she was on her deathbed, and I called...
Listen to me. The dog was sick.
Yes.
And you were home taking care of the dog?
By myself.
By yourself? Well, how many people were necessary to take care of the dog?
I was very emotional since my dog was very sick, so I asked Josh to be there for me and to just help me get through this time. And since I figured that we were together and if he cared about me, that he would want to be there for me, and he wasn't. So I figured it would be best for both of us if I left and stayed with my friend Melanie to just kind of let things settle and see if it would be better.
No, I don't. Ms. Harris, if something doesn't make sense, it's not true. Listen to me. Something doesn't make sense, it's not true. Your dog was sick. It was an emotional time for you. Uncross your arms.
Oh, sorry.
Do you work?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, what kind of work do you do?
I'm a veterinary technician.
Okay, so you knew how to take care of the dog?
Correct.
And you work 5 days a week?
Yes.
Who was taking the dog when you were working?
I took her to work with me.
Oh, well, that sounds like a perfect arrangement. What, Ms. Harris, did you want him to do?
I had to get up every hour to give her IV medications. I wanted him to be there for me to help me take...
What does that mean?
I wanted him to help take care of... It was our dog. I mean, we had that dog together.
It's not true.
Where's the dog now?
I have the dog.
How old is the dog?
She is about 4 or 5. She was a rescue.
Just a second. So you had the dog before you met?
No. I rescued her from Golden Retriever Rescue. Whenever we got together, she was my foster dog.
Shh, listen to me. You said you met in 2012.
Right, I didn't have...
Shh. She's 4 or 5 years old, so when you got her, she was an older dog.
Yes, ma'am.
In what year did you get her?
She was my foster in 2011.
Just a second. So that you had the dog before you met him?
As a foster, not mine.
I don't care. As a foster dog, as an adopted dog, or as a bought dog. You had the dog before you met him.
Yes.
That's a yes. That's a simple yes. And when you two separated and he left, you kept the dog?
Yes.
So it's your dog?
Yes.
So the dog was sick and you wanted him to get up during the night
help me medicate her.
Fine. And he didn't want to?
He told me he was too busy drinking with his friends.
He was too busy drinking with his friends. Nobody says that. I'm too busy drinking with my friends. That may have been what you saw, but that's not what he said to you, because that I don't believe. He doesn't say, I'm too busy drinking with my friends. A guy would say, I got my own things to do. I'm not getting up every hour to take care of the dog. That's the way they would react, because no person says, I'm too busy drinking with my friends. That's what you hear, but that's not what comes out of his mouth. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So you left with the dog.
With my dog.
On what date?
It was June 25th.
And?
And I went to stay with my friend Melanie's house.
Great.
And then I came back the next day on the 26th.
You came back June 26th.
It was early in the morning. It was about 7:30. And I went in the house and I went to the bedroom.
Listen to me. Don't go like this. You know, I want you to talk to me as if you're talking to your mother, who knows everything that went on because she had a spy cam in your house. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Not what you think. Not what you wanted to have happened, not what you were hoping happened when the camera was going the other way. You came back 7:30 in the morning.
Correct.
For what?
To come back home, and he was still in the... I just went back home.
Because you worked off your mad.
Yes.
Because you were mad.
Yes, ma'am.
So I assume when you came back at 7:30 that you either worked off your mad or worked up your mad. I'll figure that out in a minute, whether you worked it out or you worked it up. So now it's 7:30 in the morning, and the live-in boyfriend, do you work?
Yes, ma'am.
Were you working then?
Yes, ma'am.
Who has custody of a child and who works and who didn't want to get up with you every hour to take care of your rescue in the middle of the night, and you came into the house. Now let's go. Come on.
I went to the bedroom.
He was still asleep. Went to where he was.
Yes, I went to the bedroom to go lay down.
Just a second. You went to the bedroom to go and lay down. Why?
Because I was tired.
No, Miss Harris.
He was still sleeping. I was trying to be as quiet as I could whenever I got in there.
You just said you went to stay at a friend's house where I assume you slept. And I assume when you got finished sleeping, you got up and you decided to go home. Then the thing that you do when you get home is not get back into bed. Because you were tired? No. So
he told me that I was a piece of, and whenever he said that, it gave me the same feelings that I was feeling beforehand. So I left the room and went back to the kitchen to help his daughter get ready for school and make her lunch and make her breakfast.
And
after that, Josh came back into the kitchen, got all up in my face, and was to the point where I could feel his spit hitting me.
That's not true.
Said that he doesn't need my help with Paige. So at that moment, I felt threatened, so I pushed him back.
You didn't push him back, because so far he didn't touch you.
He was close to my face,
but so far he didn't touch you.
Correct.
Now, I read his answer, Miss Harris, and his answer said that you slapped him in front of his daughter. Did you do that?
I did after he had slapped me.
Just a second. Police weren't there. So your story is that you pushed him.
Yes, ma'am.
He slapped you.
Yes, ma'am.
You slapped him back.
I slapped him as he was coming at me. He put his arms around my arms and drug me from the kitchen to the bedroom.
It's getting worse as we go.
Yes.
It's getting worse as you go. Okay, so first you pushed him. And after you pushed him, what did he do?
That's whenever he hit
me. No. First you pushed him, then he... Then he slapped you. Where did he slap you?
In the face.
And then?
And then he was behind me, and he put his arms around me.
How did he slap you from behind you?
Because I was trying to walk away. We were in the kitchen like this. Yes. And I pushed, that's whenever I pushed him back, and then he slapped me, and then whenever I was walking away, that's whenever he grabbed me from behind and dragged me from the kitchen all the way to the bedroom.
And then?
And then he threw me onto the bed, face down, and punched me in the back.
Nah, baloney. Baloney. In all this scenario that you just told me, when did you slap him in the face?
I was trying to...
Listen to me. Da-na-na. The most recent scenario that you just told me, when did you slap him in the face?
Whenever
because
I was
trying
to get away.
Because you told me that you slapped him in the face. Listen to your story. You see, if you tell the truth, you don't have to have a good memory. My problem is, I have a very acute memory of what just happened in the last 15 minutes. I do that because it's my livelihood, right? I don't remember what I ate for dinner last night, but I remember everything that you told me.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I picked her up, had to throw her down on the bed instead of on the ground, because when she flips like that, she's flailing all over the place. She's trying to slap me, pinch me, and then I said, just cool out, I'm getting ready to go, and she just would not stop.
Real cases, real people, Judge Judy. Betty Harris says ex-boyfriend Joshua Flouten assaulted her during an argument. She is suing for medical bills and for breaking their apartment lease.
And so far, you've told me several different stories. And I'm trying to figure out in my mind, because I've got you pushed him, he slapped you, then you turned around to leave. As you turned around to leave, he dragged you from behind, pulled you back into the bedroom from behind, threw you down on the bed face down, and started to punch you in the back. That's what you just told me.
No, he only punched me once. But during that time, I didn't just fall down. I tried to fight against him because I didn't want to be...
Well, I'm still trying to figure out how it is that your body turned sufficiently so that you could slap him. Your story isn't making sense to me.
It is. Whenever I'm flailing, my legs, my hands, I was just trying to hit him in some way to get him off of me.
I believe you not. I believe you not. In any event, you want to tell me your version of the events?
Yes, ma'am. First of all...
Because she's coming in and she's not winding down from her mad.
No.
She's coming in at 7:30 in the morning winding up from her mad.
Exactly. The whole thing that happened was, it was Father's Day weekend and I was going to spend time with my family, and it was also my brother-in-law's birthday, and we went and had, you know, a little party for him at my dad's
house. Who's
we? My family.
Was she invited?
No, she was not.
Why?
Because earlier that week, we had gotten to a fight because she was all upset and emotional over her dog, and I wasn't going to stay there.
Weren't going to stay where?
She wanted me to stay at the house with her the whole weekend.
You mean the weekend of Father's Day?
Uh-huh.
So she wanted you to stay with her Father's Day weekend?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. My question was it usual she wasn't invited to family functions? I mean, you're living together with this lady.
That weekend, no, because nobody wanted to deal with any drama from her, because when she tends to drink, it starts drama. And she was already upset about the whole dog and that whole situation, and she had already gotten into an altercation that Friday night that her dog was at the surgery center on a Saturday.
She got into an altercation with whom?
We were out with some friends to try to kind of take the edge off, like try to forget about the things that was going on with the dog, and she got into an altercation with somebody at the local bar that we were at with some friends, and then she ended up getting into it with me that night at the house, to where she blacked out drunk and doesn't recall anything from that night. The next morning, we went and got the dog, and then I was done. I was like, sit, I'm not dealing with this
anymore.
Give me
the day.
It was a Saturday morning.
Was that the Saturday before Father's Day?
Yes, ma'am. So after that was done, went and worked, went to my dad's house, celebrated my brother-in-law's birthday, stayed at my dad's house the whole next day on Sunday for Father's Day, and she stayed at her friend's house. She actually didn't come back to the house till Tuesday, I believe. It wasn't Monday, it was Tuesday. She came back to the house, and I was up getting my daughter and me ready for school, and I was going out there to make Paige's lunch, and she was trying to, I guess, like, try to make me forget about whatever
no,
she did.
Don't try to tell me what she was trying to do.
She
just
was trying to make
Paige's
lunch, is what she was trying to do. And I straight up told her, I don't need your help no more. I don't want to deal with this. And she started getting crazy, you know, like screaming at me in front of Paige. And then I like kind of pushed her back off of me, and she slapped me in the face in front of my daughter. And at that point,
so
I picked her
according
up.
According to you, you pushed her first.
Well, she was in my face, and I kind of like got her back off of me. I was like, Paige is here in front of us. you know, don't do this.
So, and she slapped me. According to you, you pushed her first and then she slapped you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
He says you drink. Do you drink? Don't go like this. Do you drink?
Yes.
Do you always remember what happens the next day?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Betty Harris is accusing ex-boyfriend Joshua Flouten of breaking their lease and putting her in the hospital due to an assault.
I'm just trying to get it.
And it wasn't it was a violent push. It was like a, you know, hey, come on, Paige is here in front of me.
I don't care. She didn't say she violently pushed you either. Yeah. Just trying to see whose hands went on, who's first.
So at that point when that happened, I knew that it was about to be bad in front of Paige after she slapped me. And I picked her up and was restraining her, bringing her back to the room. So I had to throw her down on the bed instead of on the ground, because when she flips like that, she's flailing all over the place. She's trying to slap me, pinch me, bite me. And then I said, just cool out. I'm getting ready to go. And she just would not stop. She was in there in the bathroom while I'm in the bathroom trying to finish getting ready for work and slapping me and going at me. And then finally, once it all broke loose, me and my daughter left the house. I was thinking in my mind the whole time that I need to figure out a way to get out of this lease. I can't have this going on in front of my daughter.
Okay, fine. Now, according to you, I'm just reading your complaint. You said to him, I told Josh that I wouldn't press charges as long as he stayed away from me, right?
Yes.
That's what you say.
Well, as Annie paid his part of the rent.
Not. You told him you wouldn't press charges. Now, both of your names are on the lease, correct? Why didn't you leave?
He didn't want to stay at the house.
No.
That's not true either.
Don't tell me what is in his mind. Why didn't you say, like you left before, to go and stay with your friend who's over here? Why didn't you say, I don't want you near me, you stay away from me, I'm leaving. You're here, you have a child, you stay in the house, I'm leaving.
Because I wanted to stay in the house.
Then you pay for it, Cookie. Then you pay for it. I think he was a real gentleman to pay for 3 months to give you an opportunity to find somebody to share the rent with. I really do. You had a choice. Just because you're a girl doesn't mean that you get to stay and he gets to pay. The two of you had a fight. He may have gotten a little more violent than you anticipated, but you came home looking for a fight after 2 days away. That's what happened. And you got it. You got a fight. You weren't treated with anything, with a broken bone, with a laceration. You have a picture of a laceration. I want to see it.
These are all the pictures from here back.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Now, I don't see anything. You're talking about a red mark around your arm?
The police took that photo since that showed that he was putting his hands on me.
Well, of course he put his hands on you, dear. You put your hands on each other, and you wanted him out of the house. And he did leave the house.
He would not give me back the key and said that he would just come and go as he pleased and still did not pay rent.
Why didn't you move?
I couldn't move.
Because you wanted to stay, not couldn't. Remember I told you about my memory? 2 seconds ago you said to me I wanted to stay in the house.
I did.
Well, then you pay for it. He was a gentleman. He said, listen, this didn't work out. He says you drink. Do you drink? Don't go like this. Do you drink?
Yes.
Do you always remember what happens the next day? Just think of what you're saying to me. Do you always remember what happens the next day?
Not always.
Not always. Okay. So what I'm telling you is, he was a gentleman, and he has a child. You know, if it was the opposite way and you had a child, you would say, well, he's alone. I'm not going to move with my child. You say he moves with his child. I'm going to stay here with my dog because I'm very attached to my dog. A dog are sometimes people's children, but they're not like a child. And just because you're a girl doesn't mean you get to stay with your dog. And if you want to stay with your dog, good for you. You told him to stay away. He stayed away and he paid for 3 months. That's all you're going to get. It's over. You want to live alone? Live alone. You want to get a roommate? Get a roommate. He's not paying anymore. Got it? Goodbye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy, a mom
desperate to get her figure back, turned to her ex for a tummy tuck.
Sometimes we would exchange other things for the amount that you'd owe me, Your Honor.
So it was bartered.
Next Judge Judy.
No, his temper is the one that caused the problem.
She says that I'm the one with the temper, but it's the complete opposite.
I think that he should be punished for putting his hands on a woman like me.
When she sees red, she flips.
I'm a little girl, and he's a big guy.
Hope that she's learned from this experience.
I have a happy life from now on, never see him again.
And just wish the best for her.